Hi, I'm Mandy Curry, and welcome to our podcast, where we are going to talk about all things healthy kids and healthy families. And we have been wanting to kick off this podcast for so long. And today, on my favorite day, 0123, we're making it happen. So thank you all so much for joining. This podcast is for our members and our community. And to kick off our very first podcast, we wanted to give you a behind-the-scenes look at how Healthy Kids Inc. got started and where we're taking it, and where we're taking this podcast over the next year. But first up, I also wanted to introduce one of our guests as well, which happens to be my husband, it seems fitting that we talk about this and we talk about our history, that he be a part of it, because he's really the guts of our business. And he always is behind the scene. He's behind the camera. He's behind the computer, but he's rarely ever in front of the camera or on the mic until today. So we are so excited to have my husband, Kirk, on this as well.
Hello.
Hello,
everybody.
So our journey started about 5 years ago, and Kirk and I were both in corporate at the time, and he was in environmental consulting, yeah. And I was in banking, and you know, we were both just kind of climbing the corporate ladder, as I know many of you are out there are doing as well. And you know, I don't know if you felt like this or have ever felt like this as you've been raising your kids, but you know, as we kind of, you know, Monday morning quarterback it, we look and see that, wow, we did all the wrong things with our kids. And especially started when they were little. Our kids were really about, what, 2, maybe 4 at this time when we were starting to kind of think about it.
That's
but,
right.
You know, they were starting to eat that table food, and we didn't know what to feed them. Like, we were so excited that we were getting to that stage, getting away from the baby food and the jar food and all of that. But, you know, we didn't know what to feed them, and I surely didn't know how to cook at all. So it was just in this, like, I don't know, it's just innate in us that we just, you know, purchased everything that was already prepared. So it was frozen chicken nuggets that you could be reheated, canned vegetables of all kinds, canned fruit. It was microwave mac and cheese, anything that had the instructions on it. That's really what we pretty much purchased. And we drank loads of juice, tons of it. Like, we kept their sippy cups loaded at all times with juice. And in hindsight, we're like, oh my gosh, but that we didn't know any different. And our oldest was a little chunky at the time, but you know, we never made that connection. Like, we just, you know, you just don't really think about that. You don't look a lot along those lines. And we just assumed it was kind of that baby fat stage and that he would outgrow it. And you know how we got to that point, I mean, much of what we ate stemmed and revolved around our workday. We were always rushing to get out of the house to hurry up and let's get the kids to daycare so we could get to work on time.
You were
traveling a lot. Yeah. Yes, Kirk was traveling a lot, and even overnight travels with small kids. The exhaustion of our day in and of itself would always lead us to whatever we could cook that was quick and easy. So the truth is, I mean, our kids probably ate better at daycare than they did at our own home. It wasn't that we didn't care. We just didn't know any different. Like, it just had never hit our radar. We ate the way that we ate growing up with the same meals from the same cookbooks. Like, it was just, that's just what we did. So again, when our kids were about 2 and 4, we got more interested in health. And then from that, Healthy Kids Inc. was born. So it's been a really exciting journey, but it started off really slow. I mean, first it was a blog, then it was a resource that we built. And we spent a long time, like years, building the resource and getting in tune with our market and our families. And now it's this jam-packed tool for families, which was ultimately our goal. I mean, Kirk and I have always wanted to create a tool that helped every family live the life they always wanted, regardless of how busy they were, how little they might know about healthy foods, or regardless of their cooking skills. That was our goal. And we never believe, and we still don't believe for a second, that healthy eating is a luxury or it's only for the affluent. We believe it's for everyone. So we talk a lot about that, and that really has been a part of our journey. And I mentioned, you know, 0123 is the special moment of mine. It's a special day and always will be, because that was the day that I left corporate to become a full-time entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And it's been this unique journey. I mean, now Kirk actually left corporate a few years before I did to work full-time on Healthy Kids Inc. And we did that because video has always been our wheelhouse, and Kirk was a videographer. So, you know, at that point in time, back in kind of at that time, Kirk was working during the day.
Right.
We would sometimes, we would film with the chef
on weekends
or at night.
Weeknights, yeah.
Then Kirk would go and he would edit, you know, the video and upload it late at night. So like some nights he literally wouldn't get more than 2 hours hours of sleep. And it was just becoming this constant. It was insane. So I'd say we probably did that for maybe about 15 of our weekly meal plans or so.
That's probably about right.
And then we pulled out, and then he devoted full time to it. And he, you know, it's awesome. We love that. And Kirk is such like this fixer and get things done and do it right. He has that science, that engineering background, and it's just perfect. So he is our videographer, and that consumed, you know, a couple of years actually of his time and still does. But I was still, you know, loving obviously entrepreneurship on the side, but also working full time on the corporate scene. And that was me. I loved it. I'm that people person. I love that interaction. I love the networking. And it was busy, but it was very manageable until my corporate career started to grow. And then there became a point, though, where that corporate day started to bleed over into the evenings. And I found that I was working those crazy, you know, I was working really hard during the day, and then it would bleed over into the evening. So the evening, it would be a very quick dinner, and then we'd go right back at it. So I'd be sitting, and I'd have my work laptop open, I'd have my personal laptop open, and I was juggling in between, you know, recipes, then employee reviews, then writing blogs, then client issues, and, you know, it was just that constant back and forth. And I don't know if you guys have ever experienced this, but, you know, I knew I was burning it too hard at both ends when our oldest, who is now 10, started to develop anxiety. And he was starting to show some nervous, kind of anxious tics. And that was when I knew that, he's 10. I mean, his life can't possibly, you know, be so intense that he would develop it. It wasn't his life that was making him anxious. It was mine. And he was totally feeding off of me. And I've since had that discussion with a few other parents who have expressed some similar situations where they've seen that too in their kids. And so I knew at that point that, I mean, I was going to be the one that had to help, you know, to kind of pull this around, and I had to make a change. You know, and so we did it. And we decided that it was time for us both to go full-time entrepreneurship and leave corporate. We can do corporate anytime, but it was time for us to go for it because this was our passion. And we knew that there, you know, we wanted to make such a difference. So that's really where we're at, and that's where this journey is. So 0123 was my very last day in corporate, and it's been this amazing journey ever since. And I spent years building up for that. I mean, years thinking about it. I mean, I dreamed about that day for so long. And then when I knew I was getting close, like 30 days away, then I was starting to just mentally prepare for it. Like I knew, I could smell, I could taste what my days were going to look like, you know, full-time entrepreneurship, what this was going to be. And then, so that was a Friday, 0123 was a Friday. So the following Monday was the first day, and I couldn't wait. Like I had my journal ready. I knew exactly what the whole day was going to look, feel, smell like. And it came, and it was truly the worst day that I've ever had. And Kirk had tried to warn me about it for a while, because clearly he'd been down that road first. But, you know, it was like, it was crazy. You know, I expected that perfect day. Well, I couldn't sleep at night. I had set the alarm for 5 a.m. because I wanted to make the most of this great day. And I wanted to start with this brand new exercise routine, you know, the typical stuff we all have in mind for that perfect day. So I went downstairs, I literally exercised for 10 minutes, and then my blood sugar crashed and I got real dizzy and lightheaded. So I had to lay down on the couch and I fell asleep. So by 6 a.m. on my perfect day, I had already had my first nap, and I was so mad at myself that the day didn't go as planned. My chest was heavy all day with anxiety. I couldn't catch my breath. And then I had no emails coming in. Nobody needed me anymore. You know, it was just, I didn't have that people interaction, and it was complete radio silence. And on top of that, I'm still, you know, 20 years of corporate, like I'm still kind of carrying around that bag of bricks on my shoulders anyway. Like I didn't know what to do. So it was just not at all the day we had hoped. I think I went to bed at like 8 o'clock that night. I was like, forget it. I'm just going to start the next day. And, you know, and that's kind of how it was. But
and I warned you.
I know. You warned me. And you know, Kirk had told me too. He's like, gosh, he's like, you're not even going to know what day of the week it is. You're not going to know what year it is. And he's right. Like, we don't know any of that. Sometimes I was just talking about this. Sometimes I write like 2012. Sometimes I'm already writing 2017. Like, you just have no concept of days or times because, you know, it all blends together. There's no end really to kind of the work day. It's all, you know, your work and your life, they all now kind of mesh together.
Yep. Yep,
but it's been awesome, and it's been great that we get to do it together. You know, but over the last year, kind of taking that leap of faith, we've done a lot, which has been great. We've launched a new look and feel to the website. We've launched the new meal planning tool that we really have kind of dreamed about for a while. We launched a second business called Start a Garden, and that business was featured in Huffington Post and Fortune. You know, we've built a great team of people to help us, you know, and today we're launching our first podcast. So, all that's happened in really that first year, and that's just awesome. You know, but at the end of the day, you know, the reason that we're here is because, you know, all of us want to live a healthy lifestyle, and we all want to raise healthy kids. And we're helping the families to do that. And we know that it's going to look different for every one of us because we're all in a slightly different journey. You know, our journey when Kirk and I started this, you know, 5 years ago, when our kids were eating mac and cheese, is a very different journey from what it is right now. And we see that same thing with our families as well. We have some families who are dealing with ADHD. We have some who are dealing with autism. We have some single moms who are just trying to juggle work and their kids as sports. You know, some are dealing with obesity. Some are dealing with kids that gag when they put a new food in their mouth. I mean, there's a plethora of different challenges that we're all facing as it comes to this healthy eating lifestyle. And so through this podcast that we're starting, you know, our goal is to meet you where you're at in your journey. And we're going to give you some tips to inspire you. And as we talk about kind of meeting, you know, moms where they're at in their journey, I mean, we'll share some of those stories with you. And, you know, one of our favorites is a story that actually this was just a couple of years ago. We were working with a mom. And again, we were meeting her where she was at in her journey. And she was spending about $150 at the grocery store each week and plus an additional $75 eating out. So in her words, you know, she openly said, listen, we're eating horribly. We've never bought anything but frozen foods or processed foods. They wanted to eat healthy. She had a small child who was 5 and one who was probably maybe 5th grade or even maybe middle school at that time. But she wanted a little bit of help. So it was so fun. She happened to be local. So I went shopping with her and we went through that whole thing. And then I planned all of her meals out for her because at this point in time, the Healthy Kids Meal Planner, the tool wasn't up and ready quite yet. But the fun part is that at the end of each day, we blogged about the experience. So she would tell me about how it went at the end of each day. So it was hilarious. I mean, you know, the very first day we went to the grocery store together, helped her plan all of her meals. And these were super simple meals. I mean, we're talking homemade pizza, which was not hard. One was just like a grilled cheese and fresh broccoli. I mean, so I'll tell you about all of these. And one was spaghetti, like homemade spaghetti. It was very, very simple. But so we went to the grocery store, we did all the shopping, she gets home, she gets the groceries, and her little 5-year-old comes over and he says, Mom, he says, where's the cookies and where's all the donuts? He said, what is all this stuff? And so it was a little bit of resistance right off the bat as she got started, but, you know, slowly was able to get the family on board. And, you know, so we kind of chronicled day, you know, each of the days, and day, you know, one was a homemade pizza, and that was actually a huge hit with the family. So that was awesome. Day two, she did chicken. It was a homemade chicken dish. And we hadn't launched Healthy Kids yet, so she didn't actually have a video to follow. She just had the recipe. And this was her first time making real chicken. And it was, as many of us experience, it was a bit of a disaster in the kitchen. And we've all had them. The pan got burnt massively. And we kind of joked that she had to soak it for like 2 days. She also made an orzo along with it, and the orzo didn't go very well at all. But that happens to all of us. And, you know, that's, you know, a side note of that is that that's why the chef's videos were so important, including that in the meal planner, because we know the hard part for us parents is that we can get deflated very quickly when we continue to mess up meal after meal because we just don't really know. I mean, I never knew how to make, I only knew how to grill. Yeah. Really, before we started this, I would have no idea how to make a steak indoors if you weren't outside, or even how to even make a hamburger inside. So I think that's where it is that, you know, the chef's videos are really helping to build that confidence. But so anyway, her day two was a bit of a mess making, you know, real chicken for the first time and kind of venturing away from the frozen chicken. Day three for her was grilled cheese and fresh broccoli. And that was the first time the kids had ever had real broccoli. And so, you know, we strategized with that. I mean, it was grilled cheese on white bread, which really is, you know, obviously wouldn't be our ideal situation, but when you're pairing a new dish that they've never had, then you're going to want to make sure it's with something familiar. So we said, okay, let's not worry about the grilled cheese right now. Do your white bread and do your grilled cheese. Let's just work on the broccoli. And she did that, and one liked it and one didn't. Hey, that's 50%. I think that's huge improvement.
And that was only one method of cooking the broccoli, you know?
So. Oh, exactly. Which is interesting because I think we find that a lot of kids like vegetables different ways. Some like it raw, some like it cooked, and vice versa. So it's just all about that experimentation. And, you know, the final thing was we did panko crusted chicken nuggets for the fourth day. Yeah. And it was so funny. Her little five-year-old at the time said they were so ugly. He said it was the ugliest thing he's ever eaten, but they actually tasted pretty good. So in the end, you know, they had avoided fast food for the entire week. They had saved money because a lot of money. They saved $75 just by not eating out. And they had tried some new food. So that's a lot of what we say. It's just, it's that progress over perfection.
And there, you know, there's, it's not to say that you have to change your whole plan for the whole
week
either.
They
tried to jump in and do it all in a week instead of a little bit at a time, you know.
That's a good point. And so you're right. So we see sometimes with our families, it's just that one, maybe one recipe a week.
When they're first starting.
Yeah. Exactly. So that it's not overwhelmed. Yeah, I was talking with one of our members who had used the meal planner, and she planned out everything. It was breakfast, lunch, snack, and dinner. And she was just getting started with the whole process of meal planning and meal prep. And she said it was very overwhelming for her because it was too much all at once.
It's like a diet, you know.
Yes.
A lot of people, that's why people have issues, you know,
maintaining a diet
because it's a total shift.
It's
instead
just
of just starting little by little.
Yes.
You know.
That's a good point.
You know, training for a marathon, you know,
yeah.
kind of thing where you start out slow.
And work your way up.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's good advice then. It's just as you're working with the meal planner, just to start out slow and just take it, you know, little meal by meal. But, you know, again, I mean, the whole goal from that 4 or 5 day experience was that they tried new foods and it worked. And I think that's what we're always trying to do as parents, is we're learning and we're trying new things. And I think a lot about that from like a, you know, again, kind of with that corporate hat on. If you are a leader or if you manage people, I mean, the only way your team is going to grow under you is if you are growing as their leader. And I think that there's a lot of similarities of that with parenting. Our kids are only going to grow to our level of leadership or parenting. So the more that we grow as a parent, the more our kids are going to grow in this journey too. Mm-hmm. And so that's really, you know, as we go down this journey of learning more, our kids are just going to benefit so much from this whole process.
Yeah. Because think about, you know, like we said, we didn't learn about it till later in our life.
That's right.
And the more we can pass that on to our kids
exactly.
at an earlier age,
yes.
you know, the benefits of it, the better off they are in the long term.
Absolutely. And it's that constant, like, daily talking about it.
Yeah.
I mean, we're having these conversations with them every day because it's just not their natural tendency,
yeah.
obviously.
And,
yes,
you know.
Exactly. I know. The other outside influences. So this podcast is just one more way to help you kind of plow through those barriers that prevent us from being successful. There's things like picky eaters and not having enough time and not knowing how to cook or not knowing what's healthy or what should I buy at the store? What do I feed my kid athlete? How do we deal with willpower? I mean, that's what this podcast is going to do. It's going to plow through all those barriers so you can live the life that you've always wanted. But we're not just stopping too at the podcast.
Right.
I mean, this is one new addition for this year, but we have so much more in store for you over the coming year. And, you know, we actually have a game-changing update to the meal planner that's coming up this spring, and we can't wait to share that with you. Something that's not being done currently right now, and it's going to, I mean, talk about kind of from a learning experience and helping our kids with the whole food process. This is going to be a great thing. We're also working with some recipe contributors to add some more content to the meal planner, and we're soon going to be streaming some live cooking classes to get your kids cooking from the luxury of their own home kitchen, which is going to be great because I know that's a challenge for a lot of families. Is cooking classes are awesome because they get kids involved in experimenting and trying new foods. And we do a lot of cooking classes, Kirk and I do, here in the area. So we get to experience that a lot with kids. But we also can deliver that same experience online and they can do it from their own home too. So we're excited to be able to deliver that over the coming year as well. So we think this is really going to be an awesome year ahead. So as we wrap, I'll quickly say that this content is for you. It's for our members, and we want to be able to deliver to you what you need, those questions that you have, questions about what do I purchase, or questions about dealing with your child who might have be struggling to try new foods. Let us know, and you can use the members' Facebook page as a great way to engage and to post those questions, and then we'll add those to our weekly content. But we can't wait to be engaging with you in this way. This is going to be an awesome year ahead. We're all going to learn so much in the process, and we can't wait to bring experts to you throughout this podcast who will also help to up all of our games as it relates to health and kids and nutrition. It's really just going to be an awesome time. So thank you all so much for being a part of this community. Can't wait to be talking to you again soon. For now, have a great week, and we'll talk to you again next week.